Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hello?
Hi. Hello? Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing good. This is Amia with customer service. How may I assist you?
I received this shipment today, but I don't understand what is this 14-day trial period. So what I don't like this watch or this earbud, but what is this 14-day trial period? Can I give you my order number or what do you need?
Okay, so I'd be more than happy to assist. Just give me one brief moment to get everything situated and uploaded. The zip code, please.
64504.
64504.
60504.
And that first and last name?
Dhanashree Suresh.
60504, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, give me one brief moment. And you said that first and last name would be?
Dhanashree Suresh.
Donna?
Dhanashree Suresh.
Okay. Did any charges come off your card recently or your account?
I just received a shipment today. So before that, I want to make sure I want to cancel it.
Okay, what's the last 4 digits of the card that it came off of?
I believe it's, you don't have information?
No, ma'am. I would need the last 4 digits of your card information to pull up the account, just to be sure if the order went through or not.
But what do you see? If I give you order number?
Order number would be fine as well.
Okay, hold on. Order number I'll give. Any phone call? Email call. I'll look at just a moment.
What's that order number?
It is. Just a moment. Let me pull up the email.
Okay.
Just a moment, I'm looking my email. Yeah, just got it. Now it is, the email is not there. God.
The last 4 digits would really help.
Because I don't remember which one I used, that's why.
Okay.
Okay, I found it here. The order number, oh God. It is F as in Frank, a 1 E. A 0 8
8 2 9. And that's 1 E as in Echo, A as in Apple.
Did you get the first letter F as in Frank?
Oh, okay. One brief moment. So I have F as in Frank, 1 E as in Echo, A as in Apple, 0 8. A is an Apple 829.
Correct. And I don't understand where this company or where this come from. There's no information. I thought it's like from Home Depot or what.
So I am a third-party customer services numbers of merchant. And, you know, if you do have an account, it would have to, you know, appear. If your name doesn't appear in either one of two of our systems, then, you know, it wouldn't be available. But I'm not locating anything at this moment. So you may possibly have to dispute anything if there's any charges with your bank, if you don't know what company you order anything from.
So you're not able to pull up my information?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not able to pull up anything.
What about with this order number?
It's still not pulling up, ma'am.
And what is this email? support@discount. What is this email? You? From you guys?
No, ma'am.
No?
No, ma'am.
Then why they gave this phone number to call?
I'm not sure, ma'am.
What about address? You want to pull up with address?
Even if I was to get your address, ma'am, by me putting in your last four digits, your zip code, the order number, if there's nothing popping up on either system, ma'am, your address wouldn't pop up. Now, we could try your last name, and if something pop up, then I can, you know, assist the account. If not, then the home address would not help.
Okay. Last name, S as in Sierra, U-R-E, S as in Sierra, H as in Hotel.
Excuse me. Excuse me, this is still not popping up.
No?
No, ma'am. It's not popping up.
Okay, what should I do now? They give this phone number to call.
We'll call your bank back and explain to them that your name is not in our system. Excuse me. And that you will have to dispute it.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for giving customer service a call. Enjoy your day.
Nice.
Bye-bye.